Welcome to Season 2 of Convos with QVIC, a podcast where queer community leaders at the University of Victoria talk about their queer identities, coming out, resources for queer residents and students, and all things LGBTQ+ related. I'm Senior Community Leader Joe, and I'll be your host, along with a wide variety of special guest CLs. Before we get started, we just wanted to acknowledge and respect the Lekwungen peoples on whose traditional territory the University of Victoria stands on, and the Songhees, Esquimalt, and Wasanich people whose historical relationship with this land continues to this day, and also to recognize that we live, work, and play on unceded territory that is not ours. Convos with QVIC. For our 8th episode, we're going to be talking about Mitski and queer representation in music with special guest CL Maria from Ring.
All right, hello Maria. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. I'm Maria Santos and I'm one of the CLs at Ring Road. I go by all pronouns. Well, I wanted to talk about today. I listen to a lot of indie music in general. I listen to most genres, but probably indie the most often in fall. Okay. And lately I've been listening to a lot of Mitski and Phoebe Bridgers because it's kind of like the vibes for Halloween in October.
Totally.
And, oh yeah, also, I'm really excited about this, so I'll tell you guys now.
Of course.
But I got Mitski tickets for my birthday.
Oh, hell so, yes!
Yeah, I'm going to see her in Seattle in March, like March 9th. And she released a new single along with, like, the announcement for her tour.
Okay.
And there's also going to be an album, but that's not out yet. I'm waiting in anticipation for that.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I've kind of been just, like, listening to her entire discography and preparation. Because I want to make sure I have everything down pat.
Amazing.
I really hope the album comes out soon so I know all the songs by the time the show comes
of
around.
Of course. It's so much more fun when you know the songs, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited because it's the first concert I'm going to, which is like my favorite artist, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, also the first one since like COVID hit, so like in a while.
Which is crazy. Yeah, no, I haven't been to a concert in, like, years.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about. I haven't really been to one since, like, high school.
It's insane,
yeah,
right?
I'm really excited. I'm just going by myself because I the tickets got announced and then went on sale, like, right away.
Mm.
I had, like, a Spotify pre-sale code because I'm one of her top listeners.
Yeah.
So I was able to get tickets, but just one.
Mm.
I was like, that's fine. I'll just go by myself.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Why
right?
not, right?
I'll just talk to the people there, I'm hoping. Because also, I might have to miss some school for it because it's on a Wednesday. When I was buying them, I was like, yeah, this is totally worth it. I can skip school.
For sure. That's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, right?
One of my profs actually said that. Dr. Iris Gordon, when we were going over the syllabus, he was like, yeah, if our midterm or something, if you have, like, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to, like, see someone in concert or something, email me. Let me know. I'll let you go. I was like,
I love that.
You know what? I'm going to take that mentality and run with it, Iris. Thank you.
Straight up, never heard a prof say that before. That's
right?
Super awesome.
And
yeah.
I was like, okay. You know what? I will.
Yeah, how'd you get into Mitski and all
that?
Oh,
yeah. Well, I think the first time I heard one of her songs was, like, in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, middle school, Maria, it was all about One Direction. I mostly only listened to them. I also liked Marina and the Diamonds, and that's why I, like, listened to a Mitski song or something, because they're similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's probably because I didn't relate to the lyrics as much back then, but I liked her more, like, upbeat songs and stuff. She has a lot of sad songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now a lot of her themes are about like coming of age and stuff that you can only like really understand once you've gone through it, or like dramatic breakups and stuff that just middle school Maria wasn't really vibing to. But I started getting really into her around like senior year of high school, because like I don't know, I had weird feelings about graduating high school. I think everyone does. But I was like, wow, I hate it here. I can't wait to get out of here and go to Canada, because I went to high school in Seattle. But then as like graduation drew closer, I was like, wow, I'm kind of gonna miss my friends and stuff, I guess. But yeah, Mitski has this one song, Class of 2013, which is kind of surrounding feelings like that. It reminded me a lot of my reminds me a lot of my first year now when I listen to it, mm-hmm. because it's kind of about like growing up and getting out of the house and like being unsure of what to do mm-hmm. and how to feel. That's how I interpret it. A lot of her lyrics are like very open to interpretation, yeah. which sounds beautiful sometimes, but other mm-hmm. times I'm like, maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Yeah, she also has like a complicated relationship with her parents, which I can relate to. And there's one lyric in that song like talking about like, mom, am I still young? And stuff like that. God, I can't remember the exact lyrics now. I wouldn't be a true fan, but she's like asking her mom like if she's still young enough to like stay at her house, stay for a few months more, because she doesn't like really feel like an adult yet. But you're supposed to, like when you feel like you're supposed to be like out of the house and stuff and like fully independent and on your own, but you still kind of miss your mom sometimes and you don't really know how to deal with those feelings. So that's a really good one for first years to listen to. If you ever get homesick, it is a sad song, but it's a good one.
Still good. I love that.
Right. And then, oh yeah, also I've been sort of re-listening to a lot of her really good breakup songs, which a lot of them are upbeat, which I like a lot because I actually just recently went to a breakup. But yeah, I don't know, it's kind of weird because it always feels like I'm not the kind of person to like write poetry or anything or put my feelings into words. I'm very bad at that, actually. Very bad at expressing my feelings. But sometimes I listen to Mithy's songs, I'm like, wow, she just like me. She knows me. I could have written this. I couldn't have. I don't have the talent. But it's exactly what you're growing through. And that's what I like about her songs being open. And I think a lot of other people enjoy that. Like, she's got songs about, like, yearning and, like, not being over the person yet. Also, one of my favorites is First Love, Late Spring, which is kind of not exactly about yearning, sort of about yearning, but also kind of about feeling like you're not deserving of love and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she says in English, she goes, please don't say you love me. And then in Japanese, she goes, Unaga hachi kiresode, which is, my heart is about to burst. And I don't know what she meant by that, but I feel it. Whatever she meant by that, I get it.
That's crazy. Yeah, and you can like place yourself into those emotions.
Yeah. Strawberry Blonde is another one of her really popular love songs, which is like really upbeat and sounds really happy and beautiful. But if you listen to it, it's kind of sad. And again, about like yearning and feeling like you're not good enough for someone. Oh yeah, the songs that I've been listening to the most often now, those were my favorites. Like, honestly, even when I'm not going through a breakup, those are probably my favorite Mitski songs. First Love, Late Spring is so good. But here, I'll have to pull up my Spotify. Sometimes people ask me my favorite song of hers. I'm like, here's the top 10 if you have time to sit down.
I love that. You can't pick just one.
It's so hard. But lately, I've been listening to Old Friend a lot. I don't know if it's about getting over a breakup. That's how I've decided to interpret it. Because it's kind of about having like confusing feelings where like you like still care about someone and want to talk to them, but like can't be together.
Yeah.
And I think that's something a lot of people can relate to. Like my ex-boyfriend and I, we broke up actually over Thanksgiving break, which is so typical, especially like for first years, because we were doing long distance and I go to visit him and kind of being together, I kind of realized, I was like, you know, yeah, this sucks. Also, Thanksgiving break is like my birthday.
So
we were like at my birthday dinner and stuff. We broke up and I still had to like stay there for two more nights. So I was like, oh, Mitski, we're really in it now.
Oh my God, yeah.
But yeah, I would listen to like I Don't Smoke by Mitski constantly, which is like one of her like more upbeat rock songs. It's still really sad, but yeah. But yeah, it's about like missing someone and stuff. And yeah, I don't know. I was in it for a bit there. And then I got back here to Victoria and I was like, you know, it's not too bad. Like my coworkers would be like, oh, are you okay? Oh my God. Like, are you all right? So I also had family stuff going on. It's like, I don't know, weirdly, I guess. Like, it's weird when people constantly ask you stuff like that.
Super weird, yeah.
But it's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. That's when I started listening to Lonesome Love by Mitski a lot, which is a really good one. Which, I don't even know how to describe it. It's pretty self-explanatory. But
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of how it feels when, like, a relationship has run its course and you realize, like, well, what am I even doing this for anymore? And it's sad. Like, you can still mourn the loss of someone, but still know it's, like, the right thing to do,
I think. For sure.
That has been good. It was kind of funny because I get back home and all my residents are like, oh, my God, Maria, how are you? How's that? And at first, I didn't say anything because... I don't want to make them feel bad.
Yeah.
They had, like, met him over FaceTime and stuff. I'm like, I'll let them believe whatever they want to believe. I don't lie to them, but I just omit things.
Yeah. Nope. I get that.
And then a bunch of them also went through breakups and they started telling me about it and, like, how hard long distance was. And I'm like, okay, listen, I sort of get what you're going through right now.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, no way. I'm like, no, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I know, like, first breakups like that are absolutely devastating.
It's tough. Yeah.
So I'm like, listen, I know it feels like the world is ending right now, but it will be okay. I promise you, this has happened to me a couple times now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was nice to at least be able to give them some hope and, like, relate to them, you know?
Yeah, and have them feel like, oh, someone else is going through this. I'm not alone. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're so sweet. They were, like, are very concerned for me all the time, trying to do nice things. I was, like, doing, like, peer check-ins. Mm-hmm. They're like, how are you doing, Maria? I'm like, I'm asking the questions here, first of all. But yeah, I try to indoctrinate them into liking Mitski just as much as me. That's kind of one of my favorite things to do with my residents.
Hell yes.
And they're like, who is this? I'm like, actually, this is Mitski. This is brand new city. You should check it out on Spotify. Follow me.
I love that.
A couple of them actually did too. I was like, oh, that's you didn't have to do that.
Oh my God, I love that.
Right? But it's fun. I love doing that with, like, friends and, like, people, especially people that I live with. Because, I've gotten pretty close with them just because it's hard not to be close with people you live with.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And it's so fun to see what other people listen to and, like, bond over stuff like that.
Totally. Yeah. It, like, shows, like, almost their personality through their music, right?
It's nice. The song I listen to the most now. Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep on throwing out more Mitski songs.
No worries.
I'm gonna have to write down a list. But Firework by Mitski is really, really good. If someone's ever going through a tough time, that's what I would recommend. Because it's sort of hopeful. It's still sad, but it's sort of hopeful. One of her little bit more lighthearted songs. There's, like, I Bet on Losing Dogs, which is one of her most popular songs.
Yeah.
And that one's just so painful. Oh my God. So sad.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. My God.
Yeah, like, one of the lyrics in I Bet on Losing Dogs is, like, I always want you when I'm finally fine. And I'm like, oh, how can you even listen to that while going through, like,
that hurts.
Sad.
That hurts.
Even if you're not going through something, it's still like, oh, and then you think about all the other times. But Fireworks, it starts off with one day, this sadness will fossilize. And I just pretend that what Mitski means by that is that one day it will be all right. I talked to my friend about this, actually, and he was like, I don't think it means that. He was like, okay. I was like, well, sadness and, like, breakups and stuff, they don't get, like, easier to deal with. You just sort of get stronger. And he was like, yeah, I think she also just means, like, you get numb to the pain. I was like, that might also be true.
Also, way to look at it. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? You're right, Brandon, but I need some positivity right now, sir. But there's so many good lines in that song, actually, now. After she says that part, she says, like, after saying that, one day the sadness will fossilize. Mm-hmm. She goes, and I will forget how to cry.
Oh, damn.
It's very pretty, and it goes right into the chorus. And one day I'll go outside. This is paraphrasing. She'll go outside and there'll be fireworks and she'll listen to the fireworks cry because she can't cry anymore.
Damn.
And I was like, you know what? That's some real shit you just said, Mitski. Because sometimes it is like you can't just cry all the time, even when things are sad.
Exactly.
I've never really been a fan of crying, honestly. I was telling one of my coworkers about this, actually, and he was like, that's just sad, Maria. I was like, okay, now I feel personally attacked. A lot of my coworkers are psych majors, and it's terrible being friends with them because they tell you what you don't want to hear, but I also know that they're right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, the advice they give me, I'm like, oh, you're right, but I wish I could just ignore you.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to do that.
Totally.
But they're like, yeah, like, it's okay to cry. It's okay to talk about your feelings. I'm like, I don't want to. But
yeah, I get that. Right.
At some point, you just forget how to cry. Mm-hmm. I did cry last week, though. Over minor things, though. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? That's a win. And I jokingly told my coworkers, I was like, oh yeah, guys, I cried. Are you proud of me? Mm-hmm. And they said, yes. I was like, oh, thank you, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to respond to that sort of praise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. You got to let all those emotions out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. I definitely know that's the healthy thing to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, last week was also my first time crying in public. I was like, trying to find mini pumpkins for our team program, right?
Oh, cute.
And we just could not find mini pumpkins anywhere. And I, like, finally asked at this last possible store at, like, Walmart. And they were like, no. And I was like, no, everything's falling apart. Yeah. And it's really not that big of a deal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, our team program was yesterday. And we just got, like, craft mini pumpkins, like little styrofoam ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? This worked out for the better. Yeah. They won't rot and be like gross.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
So like in the moment, things like that feel like the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah.
And this is where my psych friends would say something like, well, maybe that seemed like a big deal because you're not dealing with other feelings. I'd be like, you're probably right, but that sounds like a problem for a different day. That's why it's nice to just, like, because I can listen to Mitski and, like, Phoebe Bridgers songs and be, like, a little bit sad and, like, listen to it on my way to class while still, like, continuing on with my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, totally. I can't just, like, stop everything to just be sad. Phoebe's got some good ones, too, but... I was actually really sad because she's also on tour this fall. Well, just in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
But she mostly just went to, like, sort of, like, East Coast and then South cities in the U.S. And I was like, no.
To come here,
right?
Please.
And no one ever comes to Canada.
Exactly.
That's why I always buy tickets for Seattle just because my parents live there. And people usually go there. But Phoebe didn't even have a Seattle show. I was like, this is heart-wrenching.
That's so
sad. I can't believe this,
My God.
But, yeah. I'm not too inconsolable about it. I gotta just set my eyes on a Mitski concert.
Exactly.
Some days when, like, school gets really hard or I've got a midterm or it's a rough in night, I'm like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Mitski.
Hell yes. Least. I got my music. We're good
right?
to go.
That's what I always do after shift, too. I think that's, like, common amongst CLs.
Yeah.
It's, like, a good way to decompress.
Oh, for sure.
At, like, when you get off at, like, 1 a.m., it's like, well, I gotta find some way to, like, get to sleep. So I'll, like, shower.
Exactly,
listen
yeah.
to some Mitski.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also nice because, like, you can listen to, like, slow songs.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of lull yourself to sleep
totally.
Instead of, like, hyping myself up with other music I listen to, which is way too upbeat for that late.
Yeah, and it's so hard right after the 1 a.m. shifts because you're so kind of, like, strung up from, like, the night.
Yeah,
you know?
I get so strung. That was me yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
I couldn't fall asleep till, like, 4 a.m., which is also sort of on me. Because I did stay up, like, on my phone.
But still.
It's just
still,
so hard to fall asleep.
Yeah. No, so agree.
Yeah, I know you get it, but... Oh, yeah, that reminds me of a Phoebe Bridgers. Like, she has a lot of lyrics about staying up late. And after my CL shifts, I'm like, Phoebe, you are so right. Like, she... Yeah. Has this one lyric that goes, and it's 4 a.m. again, and I'm doing nothing again. I'm like, yeah, why are we both awake, Phoebe? Why am
We're
I up at 4 a.m.?
4 a.m.? What are we doing?
Yeah, and then in her song Chinese Satellite, which is so good, but she talks about, like, looking up at the stars and seeing nothing. And she says, sometimes when I can't sleep, it's just a matter of time before I start hearing things. And I was like, that's so real.
Damn.
Because I'll be like, did I just hear the residents being loud or am I just being paranoid? And I'm like, I'm off shift. I need to stop worrying about that.
Exactly.
I need to go sleep.
Exactly. Yeah.
Another Mitski banger for everyone going through something is A Pearl. Just so good. I've actually got a poster of it that I ordered. I'm so excited for it to get here. But A Pearl is kind of like, it's kind of about, like, realizing that, like, things aren't working out. Like, it starts out and she says, you're growing tired of me. You love me so hard and I still can't sleep. And then she goes, you're growing tired of me and all the things I don't talk about. And I was like, that is so sad. That's so sad.
Yeah.
It's like every night Mitski and Phoebe Bridgers, they're like, hey, you want to hear something sad? I'm like, yes, absolutely I do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. And I hear it and I'm like, yeah, that was sad. And then I go to sleep.
love it. You're like just, nightly, like, yeah, distress just, emotion.
Yeah, because it's nice, honestly. Like, it's, mm-hmm. we're just kind of like being comfortable with those yeah. feelings, you know? Because I know, like, in high school and stuff, even middle school too, I'd get like so upset and like mm-hmm. wallow in sadness, and you don't always need to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes yeah. you can just let emotions pass. Like, exactly. you can be sad. I think I relate to Mitski a lot because we're both women of color. She's half Japanese mm-hmm. and then her dad's American, so she grew up in the U.S.
Okay.
Kind of like two cultures. And I was born in Ecuador, but I went to like middle school and high school in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and like my mom's Ecuadorian. And it's kind of like, it's hard to explain to people that like don't grow up with two like very different cultures, mm-hmm. but it's hard and you don't always like know where to turn. Yeah. I think that's also where a lot of the issues like with her mom stem from. Mm-hmm. And like you kind of hear it in the songs and it's like, yeah. And it's sometimes it's a little sad, but other times it's just like, it's nice to be understood. Like yeah. her song, Your Best American Girl, reminds me of just like dating white boys in mm-hmm. high school
yeah.
and just always feeling like you're not really being yourself around them. Because
mm-hmm.
she's also bisexual too. And like,
oh, okay.
I love Strawberry Blonde because it's about a woman. And I love, I listen to that like when I think a girl is pretty, and then mm-hmm. I'll listen to her other songs that I interpret as being about like her ex-boyfriend or something and yeah. like think about very specific people.
Yeah, I love that.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm. Same with Phoebe Bridgers too. Mm-hmm. Like she's bisexual and like grew up like in a weird part of the U.S.
Yeah, you can really understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, and it's nice to listen to. Even though like I'm not really from the country or anything. Like Seattle is a very big city.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice hearing when Phoebe Bridgers talks about like listening to all American country songs and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, even the city kids do that in Seattle.
Yeah.
Like all the kids of my high school would be like way too into country music.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and in her song, Phoebe Bridgers, I Know the End,
mm-hmm.
she says towards the end, windows down, heater on, listening to an America First rap country song. I was like, oh, those are the worst because it'll be a good song,
yeah.
but you listen to the lyrics and they're like, it's very
Ooh.
Pro-conservative. And
yeah.
it's like, you know what? This song still kind of goes hard.
I
know she
yeah.
doesn't agree with it, which is funny.
Yeah.
Kind of just how it is sometimes. I think that's kind of why I relate to both of them. Not to make mm-hmm. being bisexual everyone's personality, but it's funny when you meet someone and you can tell that they are.
And like it's like the intersectionality of like no one else knows what mm-hmm. I'm experiencing, but you do, you know?
Right. And it's mm-hmm. nice. Yeah. Mitski's also, I'm sure people will relate to this. I know it's not completely supported, but Mitski's also a Libra and I'm a Libra. And I'm like, oh my God, we're just twin souls, Mitski.
I love that.
We're just really made for each other. We're both ENFPs, like the Myers-Briggs
oh
personality
God, yes.
type, which is like not supported by psychology at all.
But, no, I get it. I'm an INFP.
Right?
It's like,
I love stuff
fun.
Like that. My
it's
best
fun.
Friend's an INFP and
Ooh,
she like very
yes.
much identifies with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, good for you. Don't let anyone take that away from you.
Exactly.
See,
yeah.
at the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, astrology is a little iffy sometimes. I know I fall into logical fallacies and
yeah.
such, and like try to tell myself it's true. I can admit
yeah.
it's probably not all true, but I will never
Still.
Let go of being a Libra. I'm
yeah.
a Libra sun.
Ooh,
and then
okay.
a Scorpio rising and Aquarius moon. And I told one of my residents that. And she's also an astrology bitch and a bisexual. And she was like, those are kind of red flags. I was like, you know what? Sure. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
But that's okay.
I'm not going to let go of it.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Maria.
Of course.
Really
Thank you so much for letting me ramble.
Not at all. I'm sure our listeners are very excited to hear about Mitski.
Thanks for listening to Convos with QVIC. Make sure you come back to check out our next episode. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, please let anyone on the QVIC staff know, either in person for UVic residents at our events, which are run from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sundays in the RUG, or message us on our Facebook or Instagram pages. See you around campus.